and in the presence of your word, in the presence of the words of God. Wash our eyes, wash our ears, and wash our hearts to receive the words of God tonight and not the words of man. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I said, I'm gonna preach short tonight, which is all you know. It's not that hard for me. I could do it real quick. You know, I felt what Andy had to say on Sunday was so important. It was so vital. That as I was praying about what to bring tonight, I didn't feel any go, as I call it, from the Holy Spirit to speak on anything different. So I want to talk about words a little more tonight, because I want you to stay in the vein with what God is trying to say in your life right now, which is the importance of words. But I'm going to be talking tonight about lying words. He had said on Sunday, the Word of God says that by our words we are justified and by our words we are condemned. So I just want to tell you really quick what those words mean, just in case. To be justified is to declare it innocent or guiltless, to absolve or acquit, to show a satisfactory reason or an excuse for something done. To be condemned is to express an unfavorable or adverse judgment upon, to pronounce to be guilty, to sentence to punishment, to judge or pronounce to be unfit for use or service. By our words, we are justified, and by our words, we are condemned. Words have power. They have a lot of power. And it doesn't matter where you said them in jest. Scripture talks about us throwing our words around like a fiery brand arrow and going, oh, I was just kidding. Or whether they were said in anger. Well, I didn't really mean it. I was just mad. Had a bad day. It doesn't really matter if they were said in fear or desperation or on the influence of drugs, alcohol, or paint, or anything else you can find to alter your system. There's understanding for when we do those things, but the truth of the matter is it doesn't lessen the power of the words that have been spoken. Words of power, regardless of how they happen to have flown out of your mouth, regardless of how or why, they have power in your heart. They have power in your faith. Think about the words that you speak and the power that they have in your own faith. They have power in our walk with God, our walk every day. And they have power in our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. The word we speak have power over our thought life. They have tremendous power over our will and our decisions. I will not do that. I can't take this anymore. I can't do it. One more. How many times do we say those kind of things? It has so much influence over our decisions, it has so much influence over our thoughts. And not just ours, but our words have influence over the heart, the faith, the walk, and the souls of others. Everybody else that just happens to be in the middle of our moment, of what we're saying, whoever's ears hear it, our words have influence and power in their heart and in their faith and in their walk with God and in their walk with themselves and in their soul and their decisions and their emotions and how they think and feel. And so often, again, it's so easy for us sometimes to say, well, I didn't mean it. Well, they're just words. They don't mean anything. But whenever we say those things, like Andy said on Sunday, it's simply an excuse to try to justify what we're not willing to take responsibility with. Which is our words. By our words, we will be justified. By our words, we will be condemned. And we will give an account for everyone. And we know that according to Scripture, our words don't just come from nowhere. Well, I don't know where that came from. I mean, I know I said that, but I don't know where it came from. Where they don't just magically come from somewhere. Our words come from somewhere, and Scripture tells us that our words come from the condition of our heart. That's what it says in the book of Matthew. Out of the overflow of the heart, or out of the abundance of the heart, the New King James says, the mouth will speak. And so, where those words that are flying out there, they're not just coming from nowhere. They're coming from the condition within your heart. Now, the condition of our heart, and this is what I want to talk to you about tonight, because our words come from that. The condition of our heart is typically due to the words that we have chosen to have trust in. I'm going to say that again. It's not just words. It's the words that you have chosen to have trust in that begin to influence and create the condition of your heart, which then is exposed by the words that come from your mouth. Turn in your Bibles tonight to Jeremiah. I'm really going to focus about Jeremiah 8, but I want to read 1 through 8. I might even go down through 11. So turn in your Bibles tonight to the book of Jeremiah chapter 7. Just the NIV. I got the New King James up here and the NIV up here, so I'll read from up here. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words. In the New King James, it says in lying words. That says, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the alien, the fatherless, or the widow, and you do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land I gave your forefathers, forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. In the New King James, it says, behold, you are trusting in lying words that cannot profit. I'm going to go down and finish 9 through 11. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. In the New King James, it says that we are trusting in lying words that cannot profit. You read in the NIV, it says that we trust in deceptive words that are worthless. In the Amplified, it says, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot benefit, so that you do not profit. The words that we choose to trust in create the condition of our life and influences the prosperity, the condition of our heart, and it influences the prosperity of our lives. I'm going to say that again. The words that you choose to trust in, they influence and create the condition of your heart, and it influences the prosperity of your life. That's what this says. Here's what it means to trust in something. To trust in something is an assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of something or someone. One or things in which confidence is placed. I want you to think about that tonight in terms of the words that you choose to trust in, the words that you choose to rely upon, the words that you choose to have confidence in, or draw strength from, or ability from. How many of you have chosen to draw some really bad ability by trusting in wrong words? Been an excuse for you to get really inflamed and do things that you're really sorry about later because you had trust in those. The words that we choose to rely on, that we choose to have confidence in, whether it's the words that we speak, the words that we read, the words that we hear moving around us, to have confidence in, to draw strength or ability from, they create the condition of our heart and they influence the prosperity of your natural life and of your spiritual life. So what are the words that you've been trusting in lately? That's what I want to ask you tonight. What are the words you've been trusting in? Because there's words around us all the time. All the time. What are the ones that you've been trusting in? Whether it's words you've seen, whether it's words you've heard, whether it's words you've said, maybe words of the present, maybe words from the past. I don't know. Like I said, words are around us all the time. And the ones that you've been trusting in, are they going to profit you? Are they going to benefit you? Are they going to benefit your heart? Are they going to benefit your life, your spiritual life, your physical life, your emotional life, in any way at all? Are they lying words? Are they deceptive words that are going to profit nothing for you? If so, why are you trusting in them? Why are you drawing strength from them? Why are you generating ability from them? One of the things that I know is that words oftentimes create passion. Oops, it's okay. It's a little forest problem back there, but she got it all fixed. Words create passion oftentimes, don't they? And usually it's the words that we trust in. It's the words that we rely on that create passion in us. Sometimes that passion is good, and sometimes that passion is not good at all. I want you to think about all of the words that are all around you every second of every day. I mean, we are literally every second of the day inundated with words. If you couldn't hear anymore, you'd still see them because they're all around you. The question is not, how do I not see them? The question is not, how do I not hear them? That is not the question. That actually is an impossible question and expectation. The question is, which ones am I just going to allow to fly away like the petals in the wind? And which ones am I going to trust in? That I speak, that other people speak, that I read? Which ones am I going to trust in? Which ones am I going to draw strength from? Of all of the thousands of words I see in one day, which one am I going to draw confidence from? Which ones are you going to rely on? Which ones are you going to get ability from? You get your ability from words, don't you? So, which ones? And I want you to think about that tonight. How do I choose? Or am I just like a big old strip of fly paper and every word that flaps around me sticks to me? Because you have to choose. You're either going to have every one of them stick to you and you're going to just have trust in all of them, or you're actually going to have to choose. And of those that you choose, you have to know they're going to influence my heart. They are going to create a condition in my heart. They are going to influence my life. And is it going to be good? Is it going to be profitable? Is it going to be the best? Is it going to benefit me and those around me? Or is it not? Those that influence your heart are going to come forth from your mouth, and they will absolutely influence more than just you. They're going to influence those around you. That's why Ephesians 4:28 through 29 says this to us. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Do you know one of the ways that we receive the Holy Spirit of God, that we grieve him, is through our unbelief? And our unbelief usually comes forth from our mouth. When God tells us one thing and I go, well, I don't believe that about me. Well, that's probably true for everybody else, but not me. Well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe that. Why not? If you're not going to trust in what the Holy Spirit says to you, then what are you going to trust in? What words are you going to choose to believe in? We are not going to be held responsible for every word that's around you every day, and aren't you glad? You're not. But you are going to be held responsible for the words that you choose to speak, like the scripture said that he read on Sunday. You are going to be held responsible for the words that you choose to trust in and how you allow them to influence you. So I'm going to read to you one more time. I want you to think about the words, because I'm pretty much done. I told you I was going to be fast tonight. I want you to think about the words that you have been trusting in lately. whether it's not going to work, I'm horrible, things are going to fall apart. I don't know, what are they? What are the words that you have been trusting in lately? And are they words that by those words you're going to be justified? Declared innocent or guiltless, absolved, acquitted? Or are they words that are going to put you in the place, by my words I'll be condemned? To pronounce to be guilty, sentenced to punishment, to judge or pronounce to be unfit for use or service. Do you know I hear you, especially women, do this all the time? Pronounce yourself unfit for use and service. Women are terrible at condemning themselves with their own words. Men usually do it too. They just don't say it out loud. They just say it to themselves a lot. We say it out loud. But this is what I want to challenge you with tonight. The words that you're choosing to trust in. If you're going to trust in something, let it be something that's going to benefit your life. Let it be something that is going to profit your life. Not like this says in Jeremiah. You're trusting in deceptive words that will benefit you nothing, or lying words that will bring you no profit. Amen? That's all I got. So I wanted to go short and fast and to the point, because I don't want to stray off what I think God is trying to say to each and every one of us. And I want to give you some time tonight, and I'm just going to open up the altar for you to just get honest with God. And maybe you need to take some of the words that you've been putting trust in, and maybe you need to give them a whole lot less place of position in your life. You need to push them aside. You need to say, Lord, I need to find different words to trust in, because the ones that I have been trusting in are going to profit me nothing. They're going to profit my marriage nothing. They're going to profit my family nothing. They're going to profit my finances nothing. They're going to profit my future nothing. Okay? Well, Father God, I thank you so much for your word, which is true. I thank you, Lord, with the thousands of words that are around us every day. Gosh, Lord, sometimes thousands of words can happen in an hour of a day. Lord, help us to not just be like flypaper and let them all stick to us. Help us to be wise, to know which ones we are to trust in, those that would benefit the condition of our heart and keep it right before you, those that would benefit our physical life, our spiritual life and walk with you, that would benefit those around us. And let us not trust in words that will profit and benefit us. Not at all. Words that will condemn us or create self-fulfilling prophecies of disaster upon us. Help us to be responsible, Lord, for the words that we choose, and not to make excuse for them. And when we make a mistake and we say wrong words, I thank you, Lord, that we can come before a forgiving God and say, I'm sorry, Lord. Please remove the power of those words and let them not hurt those. Bring healing where my words may have brought hurt. And let us not use words of condemnation upon ourselves, but let us turn in conviction before a forgiving God and ask you to help us by your power to rule the words of our mouth every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? when it's all been said and done. All my treasures will mean nothing, only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. You look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever. For you've shown me heaven's my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is gone. When it's all been said and there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life.